Chip, how would you describe the role of an event technologist before the pivot and now?
Well, before the pivot, we were an important part of an event, a live event, whether it be registration website or audience response system, a mobile app. We were important. But I think now after the pivot, we are critical. Like the content delivery, the success or failure of the program is directly a result of how well we deliver our product and our solution and services the product. So it's gone from being a good thing to have or a nice thing to have or that sort of thing to mission critical.
How do you know when you've done a good job? Like what measures of success do you have to measure that?
Yeah. So I think we're kind of in a unique position because we're a third party planner. So we're not planning as a, independent as a company. So for us, it's providing value to the client. For me personally, it's providing value to the client, being that trusted advisor. We had a client recently come to us who had this event, a trade show planned, and it was at the beginning of all this. And all of a sudden the travel bans hit and they had no option but to cancel it. So, they come to us and I get it. You've put your heart and soul into something for a year or so planning this, and then this happens and you can't get your head around how it's going to look and that sort of thing. So they came to us, wanted the trusted advisor to help them make this virtual. And, for me knowing I did a good job was just being clear with them and advising them as if I were them. So my first question for them was, what do you currently have? Is there an opportunity for your current investment to be pivoted to virtual? It turned out it did. So, it ended up not being a revenue opportunity for us or a business opportunity for us, but I still provided that consultation and direction, which I think is of value to the client. So they know they can come to us. They know we're going to shoot straight with them and provide the honest answers. We know we did a good job when the clients are coming back to us. Repeat business is how we know we've done a good job. And that's how you do that.
What is your hardest part, or what is the hardest part of being an event technologist?
Now it's keeping up with everything. There's so many different options out there. We're constantly vetting new technology. So lately, one of the biggest challenges for me is, keeping track of all those options and making sure we can speak to them intelligently. The hardest part is kind of finding the right solution for everybody too. So the perfect storm for me is having several clients that are needing some kind of the same solutions, right? So that we could leverage some bulk pricing to make it affordable. So that's a challenge too, is kind of finding everybody's needs, understanding what they need, and if it can fit together and have a perfect fit for everybody, that's the perfect storm for me. That's what I'm looking for.
You spoke of all this deluge of information. How do you personally keep up to date with everything that's happening and the latest trends?
Well, I am lucky to be surrounded by a great team. I think there's 15 of us full time that are on the technology team here at MNIW. We are all, and especially now, we're all actively involved with email campaigns, webinars, industry blogs, that sort of thing. We're constantly demoing products. We use Microsoft Teams. So we have a channel in Teams where we collaborate about what we've vetted, what we've discovered, so that we don't have the same person, tying the same shoe, that sort of thing. And then another thing, we've created a database to kind of record what we've discovered so that if three or four people do end up vetting the same thing, they can record their comments. Kind of, we got a metric, we can score different things. And then, you can run a report to say, oh, this has been reviewed by five people. Everybody scored it 5 out of 5. That might be a great option. So it's just kind of being organized in how you're recording your data.
What advice do you have for people as they pivot to digital?
First is to get into action. I think it's easy to kind of get stuck like a deer in headlights. How am I going to make this happen? My advice is to just get into action, start testing stuff, trying things out. You're going to find a solution. And then also embrace the change. This is where we are. This is how we're living. So embrace this now. It's good. Virtual component is going to be here for the long term. When live meetings come back, I think a virtual component is going to be a commonplace for all live events. So I think it's just getting involved, embrace the change, and accepting that what a live event looked like is not what a virtual event looks like. So just accepting that change.
Great. Listen, thank you so much.